We are back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues are a growing concern for college students and young people as a whole. Demand for counseling services at University of Wisconsin campuses has increased by more than 50% since 2010. According to the World Health Organization, most lifetime mental disorders manifest before the age of 24. Psychologists with Milwaukee County Behavioral Health are looking to increase awareness about the importance of prevention and early detection. Dr. Stephen Dykstra and Dr. Maria Elena Perez tell WUWM's education reporter Emily Files that spotting signs of mental illness early can connect patients to treatment sooner and lessen the severity of the diagnosis.
And one of the things we've recognized is that when young people go off to college, they face certain stresses, they face certain challenges, they leave certain supports and familiar surroundings. And this can oftentimes be the time that these mental illnesses sometimes start to emerge when they're away from home, when they're not in the company of people who know them well. And in some cases, that can really delay and disrupt identifying those challenges and getting them their earliest, best possible care.
Dr. Perez, what are some of the most common mental health challenges that students in the college age range deal with?
Well, I would say certainly between the ages of 18 to 22, maybe 25, we see a great deal of depression, anxiety, and also complicated by trauma. We see a great deal of traumatic stress disorders oftentimes. Oftentimes, these symptoms, these mental health problems, are there well before the age of 18, and they start to, as Dr. Dykstra just indicated, they start to surface as one is, emerging into an early adulthood. That's a very common observation we make.
There was some recent discussion with the UW Board of Regents about the major increase in demand for behavioral health services at UW campuses. There's this question of, is it because mental health issues in college students are becoming increasingly common, or is it because there is less stigma about seeking help? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that mental health problems have been around for forever and a day. But fortunately, I think that there is some movement that we see in our culture with regards to destigmatizing mental illness. We still have a ways to go, I think. But I do see that young people are very receptive to being more open about talking about what they struggle with.
So how do you distinguish between just the normal anxiety that young people who are in college or in the workforce or just at that point in their lives when they are trying to figure out who they are as an adult, how do you distinguish that kind of normal anxiety from a more serious mental health challenge?
Where we start to distinguish normal from what we call clinically significant is when symptoms start to interfere with work performance, academic performance.
Yeah, I fully agree that the key is to be able to recognize that this is affecting your life in a way that is unusual compared to other people. It's very appropriate to worry about your midterms. It's less appropriate to worry about your midterms all the time for weeks and weeks before they come up. It's even less appropriate if you keep worrying about them for weeks and weeks after they happened. You're not sleeping. You can't get along with people. It's starting to interfere in your life. You're not enjoying yourself anymore. People would notice that you're not really yourself. That's a worry that's gone too far.
So what should a student do if they're not sure whether the anxiety or sadness that they're feeling is something that needs, professional help or treatment, or if it's something that they just are going to be able to power through and it's just something that a lot of people are feeling?
What a great question. So, I mean, the default answer to that is really encouraging young people to reach out and talk to a friend or someone on college campus. I know our colleges are they're fortified, and they really are raising awareness on campuses that can help to determine whether or not it's exceeding what we would consider normal.
You know, the challenge of that question is that for you to notice it in yourself, you have to have kind of not lost perspective. And sometimes one of the casualties of these kinds of concerns and issues is that you lose that perspective on yourself, which is where, as Dr. Perez was pointing out, it's so important that somebody around you has the kindness, the courage, the wherewithal, the opportunity to sort of step in and say, hey, I'm worried about you.
So tell me more about what your recommendations are in terms of early detection. You're talking about how when you do have a mental health issue, you might not be able to recognize it in yourself. How does early detection happen before, you know, it's too late to recognize that?
Well, one of the things I hope people monitor in themselves and watching each other is, you know, some real basic things about ourselves that if you don't feel happy anymore, you don't feel as happy as you used to. It's harder to feel happy. The other thing is there's a whole sort of category of mental illnesses that while they are rare, they are quite serious, and they often begin during these years or get substantially worse during these years. So if you find yourself having unusual thoughts or fears, you find yourself preoccupied with things that it occurs to you aren't maybe real, those aren't common. Those aren't common experiences, but when they occur, they can be a sign of something quite serious. So, you know, if you are having those experiences or you know somebody who's having those experiences, reach out to somebody and let them know.
What are some of those mental illnesses that are more serious and more rare that tend to manifest during the college age years?
So the two big ones that we'd be talking about are various forms of psychosis. So we're talking about, for instance, forms of bipolar disorder, or the one that, you know, maybe strikes the most concern in people's hearts and minds is something called schizophrenia, which is widely misunderstood, is more common than people realize. And then sort of related disorders where people don't have either of those, but they may have sort of bits and pieces, sort of signs and symptoms of those things, which can affect them more at some times and less at others. Things that cause people to sort of see the world differently than other people do, to the point, to a degree that makes it harder for them to fit in. The onset of those illnesses and the period of time when they either start or make it dramatically worse just happens to line up biologically and chronologically with about the same period of time in people's lives. So people are moving out of mom and dad's house. They're getting their own first apartment. They're going off to college. They're starting a job. Sometimes at the same time that these things are starting, and it makes it harder to notice them.
So what about the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health services that are out there? When would you suggest a student seeking out something outside of their campus?
You know, if what's going on in your campus doesn't seem to be enough, if things are getting more severe and they're getting severe fast, there's one particular category of services that Milwaukee County offers to everybody in Milwaukee County, regardless of why you're here, and that is crisis services. If things have gotten very dark, very bleak, you're thinking about hurting yourself, hurting somebody else, you're not sure if you're going to make it till morning, you're just overwhelmed, it's devastating for you, we have numbers from Milwaukee County, 257-7222, that you can call, and there's somebody will always talk to you. If they need to come to you, somebody will always come to you. I think one of the other things to know is that family members who are away from these young adults because their children have moved away or they're in another community now or they're off at college, they can call, they can reach out, they can seek assistance. I encourage them not to do that behind somebody's back, you know, to be as open about that as you can possibly be. You know, we're here to listen to people and to help everybody as much as possible.
School has already started at most college campuses, but what would you tell students who are moving in and returning to college about maybe some of the prevention measures that they can take to maintain good mental health?
So some of this is common sense, but it doesn't harm anyone to be reminded that adequate sleep, for example, proper nutrition, eating well, sleeping well, getting enough socialization, really taking care of oneself physically, I think that's where it starts. And unfortunately, sometimes when one is faced with the first freedoms of young adult life, they want to stay out late, they want to party with their friends, and that's not unusual. But really just keeping that in moderation and scaling back when needed, it's really, really important to have a healthy lifestyle.
I want to circle back to the issues of substance abuse, too. There's so much that we could touch on there. All young people need to be really careful with those things, to not be involved with those things to any kind of excess, to not mix them with other things. And if you tend towards depression and anxiety or any of these kinds of behavioral health concerns, it may be very tempting to turn to drugs or alcohol as a self-medication. That's almost always more dangerous than it is helpful. And the other thing I think we need to do, and this goes out to all the young people of that age, is don't pressure your friends to do more. Don't make fun of them for drinking less than you. Don't challenge them to go farther. If they've said no, be supportive of them. If they want to go to the party but they don't want to drink, make sure that that's okay. You don't know their history. You don't know why they're making these choices. And to be supportive of them in those decisions.
Stephen Dykstra and Maria Elena Perez are psychologists with the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Wraparound Services. They spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files. If you or someone you care about is experiencing an emotional crisis, you can call the County Behavioral Health Hotline at 414-257-7222.